What's poppin', no popcorn? My name is Ty G, and I just got done playing Song Association with Kev on the Prime Podcast.
Okay, so the word has to be, the word has to be in a title or in a song.
You got 10 seconds.
Okay, big. Okay, I got you.
Girl. All right.
You said who?
The.
Mm-hmm. It's the climb. Don't play with Hannah Montana. Listen.
Okay. Oh my. Okay. Yo.
It's not the full word, but to the end of time. It's till. It's not until.
Okay.
By Justin Timberlake. I don't even know where.
Okay. What about trust?
Trust and believe me. Come on, me and Keisha.
Hold on.
Between.
Yep.
This is also nasty. Between she.
Oh my god.
Ooh, baby. I'm glad my voice a little bit because it was skipping like a record.
You a singer too?
I be singing a little slightly. it ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? You know, we even, I told.
All right, so tell me about your inspirations. Who influenced you to become a comedian?
Who influenced me? So, funny story, comedy has been in my blood literally since I was in the womb, literally.
Mm-hmm.
My whole family cuts up real bad. but, so that's one big inspiration. That's where I really got it from because we always cut up. When you look at our home videos, we always had something going on. We laughing, cutting up, dancing, singing about something. But as far as like figures or influential people, people that really got my start, people that really influenced my start.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, I Am Zoe. He does like the FaceTime videos, Messy Monday, On Vine, etc. Wilding Out, you know. Him, he definitely was somebody I was watching coming up because I started live streaming before I started making videos. That was like a 2013 to 2015 era of mine. And I was live streaming, so he was somebody I was watching all the time. Tyler Perry, when it comes to my characters, I just love how he was able to just make a character believable. So it kind of inspired me to start making my own characters. And as I grew, I added more characters as the roster. As you can see, the roster is long now. It's real long. It's real thick. Yeah. But yeah, Tyler Perry was definitely a big inspiration. And then other people like Marlon Wayans, always give him his flowers. Eddie Murphy, who else? Martin, like just seeing how those people really just made like a character so like real and just themselves, but outside themselves, that's really what kind of like drove my like passion to like make my own. I was like, I can make my own little village too, shoot. So I did. Naturally and organically. So yeah.
So, like, when did you transition to TikTok?
So, I transitioned to TikTok in 2015. Mm-hmm. That's when I left YouNow because I felt like by the time I've been on YouNow for 2 years, I was like, okay, by this point, I should be getting monetization. I should be getting paid from what I'm doing all this time I'm dedicating. And when I wasn't getting that, that's the reason why I left. So, when I joined, it was Musical.ly at the time, which was an era. And then when it transitioned to TikTok in 2018, I've just been on that ever since. So, it's been literally 8 full years that I've been on. Crazy.
How many followers have you gained since 2015?
Since 2015, I've been blessed with over 9.3 million supporters worldwide. It doesn't. Thank you. Listen, God is good because I tell you, Jesus really dealt me these cards, and he was like, you know what, you're either going to take them or you're not, and when I took them, I'm so glad, because it changed my life. Like, who would imagine I'd be in this position on this camera with you right now? Like, it's spaces that I've not really known that I could put myself into until it happened, and, you know, here we are, because I didn't know I was going to be this influencer or content creator. Like, that was not something that I wrote down. I knew I wanted to be an actor, which I am an actor, But this, I didn't have no clues. This was in the book, so.
Good job. You're doing a good job, man.
I appreciate you, Kev. Thank you.
Good job, man. So, what was it like growing up?
Growing up? So, that's funny. So, growing up, you see me now. Like, I cut up real bad. I, you know, ain't got no shy bone in my body. Growing up, I was the complete opposite. Like, I didn't talk to too many people. My circle was very small. My family really saw, like, the cut-up side of me. They really saw, like, you know, who Ty really was. And it's this version of me now, which it was back then, but I just didn't show everybody. I was very shy, close to myself and whatnot. But other than that, I still have fun. I was still, like, this friendly. The person that I still, like I said, the person that I am now, still friendly, still, you know, down to earth, whatnot. So that was pretty much me growing up, because that's what I was around. That's what my environment consisted of. And my family, we're all down to earth. We all cut up. So it was just bound that I would turn out the same way, if not worse. And I turned out worse in a good way. So, you know, but yeah, literally, it was always nothing but fun, laughs, you know. Of course, there'll be bumps in the road. That's life. That's family. But throughout it all, it was all full of love, laughs, and just joy. And I ate good, too, you know. You gotta eat, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, so.
So, like, were you the popular guy in school? Were you the funny guy in school?
I would say you saw the funny side of me my eighth grade year in middle school. Like, it brewed. Like, moving to Greensboro, North Carolina, that's when my flower flourished, because I was 11 years old. I left all my friends back home. I had no clue who I was about to meet, be around, blase, blase, blah. But once I got to school, I was like, oh, it's a new environment. So I really had to make my stamp, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't know how I was going to make it. I was still shy at the time. And so by the time middle school was progressing, definitely like peak of seventh grade on to eighth and beyond, yeah, I cut up real bad. And people was like, consider me the class clown. And I wasn't trying to be. I was just cutting up, you know, just acting crazy. But yeah, that's really how it went. And from there, it just got worse. And by the time high school came around, that's when people started finding out about my Musical.ly, because I started, my videos started popping off more. And that's when really be like, oh, you do videos, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I've been doing videos. You're just not finding out. But yeah, I would say I wasn't necessarily like the popular person, but I was probably like in the midst of, like, you know, the other people that were really like popular, just based off like my personality and just how I kept people laughing all the time.
Okay. So did you have like another plan if that didn't work? Were you going to go to school?
So what's funny, so I went through all schooling. I went through all schooling, you know, elementary, middle, high school, and college by the grace of God. And I mean, trying to balance this was, you know, a doozy, especially in college, you know. But it worked out, because I went to school for drama, which was still in the, you know, and still in the fields of acting and whatnot. It's just live acting and learning the attributes of that. And the thing is, I had no clue what theater was when I came into college. But coming out, I'm so grateful, because it only made what I do now much more valuable. But as far as like having another plan, I've always loved to write. I've always been a writer. I did it a lot when I was younger, because I've always considered myself a children's author. And I actually wrote my first children's book when I was like 10. I was probably like 10 years old. It was called Mommy, I Can Tell Time. And I'm really thinking about actually like revising it to make it more current, but actually publishing it this time, because I thought it was pretty dope to make that at such a young age. So I've always loved to write. And I still do it now for like my videos, my long form videos. So it hasn't left me. But as far as like writing books and stuff, if I didn't go this route, I would definitely be going the author route with writing children's books, because I have a heart for kids. So that'll be what I'll be doing. But who says I can't do all of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I choose to do. Just strive. Yep. Everything. Everything.
Okay. So who do you want to work with in the future?
Oh, who I want to work with in the future? Definitely, I know I keep saying Tyler Perry. He's literally been one person at the top of my list. I mean, I would love to have the opportunity of bridging that gap and making it work. Like, either put my characters on screen, put me on screen, or start with me, put my something, because each character of mine, they bring their own attributes. So I could see that kind of meshing real well. I also, like I said, I want to work with Marlon Wayans. Because, you know, it's funny. Speaking of Marlon Wayans, I did an April Fool's joke. Because I was seeing everybody in my timeline talk about I'm gonna be on Disney Channel, or I'm about to be on this next show, blah blah. So I said, oh, y'all want to play real bad? I'm gonna play too. And I didn't think people was actually gonna believe it because it's April Fool's, April 1st. So I made a White Chicks 2 poster, and I like edited myself because, you know, I'm still getting better with my editing, and that's how I practice. And so I made it look like I was popping out the cover photo, and I made like White Chicks 2, my name was on there and everything. And literally, the minute I posted it, it blew up, and people was emailing me, DMing me, talking about something. Oh, guys, Ty, I know he's going to be in White Chicks 2. I'm so proud of you. And I was like, oh. I said, oh. I had to just keep telling people, y'all, it's April Fool's. Like, you'd have kept reading. It said that it was coming out in 20. It was coming out February. It was February 29th of 2024. But y'all know it's only 28 days in February. And people didn't read that far. So that's what got them. But I say that to say, if I was to work with Marlon, I would love to be in the second White Chicks. Or just in any project he puts on. And then just to mention a third person, like I said, my top three are Tyler Perry, Marlon Wayans, Martin Lawrence. I would love to work with him. Effion Crockett, he has the same energy as me. We both have like that same cuckoo in the head energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we cut up for man. And I feel like we put us both together. Shut down production, because we're not going to get through nothing. Like, we're not going to get through nothing. We're still going to be there 5 weeks later. But those are just a few of the select people that I really would love to just be alongside or just be in the room with and just be. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be an honor.
Good. So what is one message you want to give to your fans?
One message that I want to give to my supporters, I will always tell them, can I give two? It's two. So the first one I would give is, I always live by this motto, which is, don't box me in, I'm allergic. Because a lot of people feel like they got to do one thing, or they feel like they're so good at one thing that they shy away other attributes or talents or gifts that they have. And I tell people all the time, like, why not do it all? Like, it's no reason for you to just focus on one thing, because what if that one thing, you know, you get tired of, and now you don't have nothing else that you could have been building up alongside the one thing you're really good at. And now you got to work harder to build what you've already been gifted with. So why not do everything? So I tell people, don't box yourselves in because you're allergic. But one thing that I always live by and always leave after every YouTube video, live stream that I possibly can, I always tell my supporters to always remember to dream big, dream strong, dream always, because nobody can dream a bigger dream than your dream, because it is your dream. And that just simply means that nobody can take away what God has already given you. It's already been destined. You just got to believe it for yourself. And as long as you dream big, dream strong, dream always, you're destined for greatness. And that's just that. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on my show, man. It was a great episode, man. I'll bring you back on in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much once again for having me. This was fun. Like I said, I cut up real bad, so I should have warned you. You should have known what you was getting yourself into, Kev. You should have known at this point that he was about to be cutting up. So yeah, but nah, all jokes aside, I'm humbled, I'm grateful, I'm thankful. God is good, and to many more. So I wish you well. You continue to strive in all you do, and don't allow nobody to box you in either, because the sky is not the limit, because you can go above and beyond as far as you want to go. So I'm wishing you the best success in everything you do, Kev.
Thank you, bro.
For sure, for sure.